This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
I've been really lucky this week. Well, I was lucky at the beginning of the week because a few friends dropped round lots of plums. But you know when you stone, probably about half a ton of plums, the novelty kind of wears off. But anyway, I've got there. This is the last of the plums. So a plum torta is really just a wee cake that you could bring to a picnic or proms in the park. And it cuts up nicely. It's, you know, it's a nice solid sort of cake, but light at the same time. So what I did was poached the plums, just made up a sugar syrup with sugar and water and a bit of vanilla. Boil it up until it's starting to get a wee bit thicker, and then just put your plum halves in it, and then give it about 5 minutes in a simmer, and then turn it off, and the residue heat will cook them through and keep them whole, John.
And you have, know, you so skinned them? Mushy. Do you take the skins off them or not?
No. Oh, John, right. No.
Enough today?
The thought of skinning a plum. Oh, no. No, thank you. So those are the plums are done. I picked some blackberries, which are together. Plums and blackberries, beautiful together. And their blackberries are starting to come through now, which is great. And then the cake mixture, really, really simple. In here, I've got sugar and an egg. And just whisk it together. It doesn't have to be really whisked. It's just really to bring it together. 225 grams of self-raising flour. I've got 125 mils of buttermilk.
Why buttermilk?
Because it'll sort of react with the baking powder in the flour. Ooh. And this will make it nice and fluffy. If you don't have buttermilk, use whole milk and stick a couple of teaspoonfuls of lemon juice in it. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And then that's
See, I
all
do listen.
So I'm doing this with my right hand, actually. So this is all whisking together. And that's the batter. So that's how quick that takes. And it just looks like a cake batter. And then just put that into a cake tin lined with parchment paper. And then dot your wee plums into the batter.
And is the batter runny or is it?
No, if you can hear it now, it's kind of, it's like, you know, the latter stage of whipped cream, you know, is quite a solid batter, but it will, because of the buttermilk reacting with the baking powder, it's very light. And then if you just dot those in, just take them out of the juice, poke the plums, poke them in, poke in a few blackberries if you have them. If not, this is a cake that, you know, if you had some nice, very thinly sliced apples, really nice.
And are you burying the plums in the batter, or are they kind of sitting up?
They're sort of sitting up, sort of half burying them, you know, so that then when the cake will bake round them. So that's the cake done. And then just bake that about 170. It'll take about 25 minutes. And then when you've taken it out, mix up about a tablespoonful of demerara sugar with a teaspoonful of cinnamon, and just sprinkle that over the warm cake, John.
Oh, wow.
You know, when you hit warm cake with sugar and spice, it'll take up that lovely flavour. So let that cool down, take it out, slice it up, put it into a wee box, and that's for your picnic.
So that's your cake, that's your plum and blackberry
that's
torta.
It.
And then plums in the park martini. This
right.
is a plum fest.
Do you like
this
that?
Week.
This is it. So I have a martini shaker here, a cocktail shaker. If you don't have one, just get a jam jar with a lid on it. Now, in the cocktail shaker, John, I've got something here, some ice. I've got some gin. And I've got a little bit of lemon juice and then a tiny sprinkle, like a really loose, like a very, very tiny sprinkle of cinnamon. I'm sort of thinking this is just a nice, healthy one. It's got vitamin C in the lemon. You've got a nice bit of fruit in there. You've got warmth from the gin and the cinnamon. And then a teaspoonful of honey, which is good. This is probably a cold remedy.
This is practically good for you. I mean, never mind the fact that it's a martini and it's full of drink. It's actually doing you good. I hear you.
It is. If you don't want alcohol in this, just cut it out. Just don't put it in. So I'm putting the lid on that, John, and I've got you in one hand and I've got my cocktail shaker. So if you hear that...
Brilliant. Multitasking. And what's the plum liquor then?
That's the cooking juice that came out of the plums. That's got the vanilla and the sugar syrup. So once you've taken the plums out and poked them into your torta, and you're left this liquid. So why it's about not wasting anything. So you've got that lovely liquid. If you don't want to make the martini, that liquid is lovely. Just add it to some, you know, sparkling sort of semi-sweet wine because it is quite tart. Mix that up together, you know, sparkling wine, beautiful. And then, John, let's do this. I'll take the top of this and I've got a nice martini glass here.
Of course you do. Don't mind us. No. And you have to try it to see if it's okay.
I will try it here. Right, and we'll just pour this in. Right, there we go. And I will get cheers, John. Right.
Cheers.
Yep, that's everything a healthy martini should be. Lovely.
I'm only asking, but did you have a few goes at that before you finally got the mixture right?
Yeah. It was the first time, honestly. No. As you say, John, professional to the end, completely.
That's it.
I think you should have that in your garden when you're preparing.
We'll have to play. Do you remember that? Anytime, any place, anywhere. It's a wonderful thing you can share. It's the right time. And the third time, that's martini. Do you remember that ad?
I do remember that, John. We're showing our age.
There you go. That's desperate. Well, that's plums in the park martini and a plum and blackberry torta. Paula, thanks a million.
Thank you, John. Enjoy that. Now I know you're going to make that for your outside broadcast in the garden.
Absolutely. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.